All right. What's up, guys? This is Luxury Box Sports. This is the podcast, episode 5. Today we got my main man, Pots and Pans,
Steven
Daniels, and my
Aaron's little brother, Evan.
Yeah, dude, this is Evan's first time on the podcast.
He's not so little anymore, though.
Not so little. How old are you, Evan?
15.
He's 15. You know what that means? That means you were alive for 15 years. That's what that means. Evan,
thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, I'm not. Evan, so you, why haven't you been on the podcast before?
Well, first of all, we don't really live together, so I'm not with you too much, but now we're
where do you
together
live?
More. I live in Jacksonville, which is about an hour away from where you live.
Okay, and
you're
moving here.
But I'm moving here, yeah. And now that school's over and everything, it's easier for me and you to be together and basically be here where you run the podcast.
So. You can tell that this is a very emotional moment for the both of them, as by the sniffles by Evan.
All right, now, Steven, why isn't Josh here?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
All right, great. Josh, he's not here because I told him to prove that he's a Blackhawks fan because he's not a real Blackhawks fan. And so he went to Chicago. He's walking right now. I think he should be in Atlanta at this point.
He was on NBA 2K on like 5 a.m. in a party last night on PS4.
Yeah, he's
doing what I'm doing.
Dude loves 2K. Evan, did you sleep at all last night?
Yeah.
For how long?
A few hours.
Cool.
I woke up at like 10-ish, but I went to bed at like 5.
Oh, nice.
Wait, hold on. You went to bed at what time?
Like 5.
Okay, I thought you said you went to bed at 10 and woke up at 5 outside. Okay.
Now, how long has it been since we did an episode? It's been about 3 weeks or a month.
Since right before I left. So
you're traveling. We went. We've had some things happen. So while we were gone,
we missed you, Steven.
I miss you guys too.
It wasn't the same without you.
while we were gone, basketball. See, the finals are over for basketball.
Yes, sir.
Who won the finals, Evan?
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
I don't really care about basketball.
You care about basketball? Yeah, you do.
Well,
I know what he's saying. I know what he's saying.
Well, oh, you don't? Why? Oh, no. What do you mean?
Riley Curry.
But who's your favorite basketball player?
Riley Curry.
Kyrie Irving.
So why didn't you care?
Because you died.
You didn't die.
He did.
His knee
alive. His knee just. His
the
knee
Cavaliers would have won it. If Kyrie Irving didn't get hurt.
I think so.
What if Kevin Love played but Kyrie Irving didn't?
Yeah, I think they probably still would have won.
Anyone like other than LeBron had to.
I mean,
unless
Kevin Love kind of just stunk up the place and didn't do anything, which I wouldn't expect from him. He just had to be a little bit productive, and then I think they probably would have won the Cavs.
Because then it would have put less of a load on LeBron to do everything.
But I feel like if any player needs a load like that, to prove that he's the greatest of all time, it would be LeBron James. Now that he's played in a situation like that where people can say, you know, didn't really have any great teammates to help him. If he won the finals, this would have helped his story tremendously.
I think it's still fine. Because if you look at the team he had, I mean, he did great. Right.
But and people,
he,
you know.
He didn't do, like, listen, I don't think he deserved MVP just because his team lost. You could say he performed better than anybody. He also had only like a 38% field goal percentage. He missed more shots than anybody in the finals ever.
He took more shots than everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Between both the teams throughout the whole finals.
Yeah, and that's because none of his teammates could really make anything. So, I mean, it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Also pulled his pants down more than anybody in the finals, too. We've seen a lot of LeBron James recently. But the thing is,
that was planned.
But
that was planned. Come on.
Conspiracy.
No, it wasn't a conspiracy. Cameras are on him 24-7. You're telling me he didn't? Come on.
LeBron's wiener can't melt steel beams.
All right,
but I think, you know, if LeBron did win the finals with this team, you know, with, like, best players being J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, I guess, and Dellavedova for one game. If, like, he were to win the finals with this team, people would say, you know, of course, Jordan had Pippen, Rodman, or whatever, and then LeBron had, LeBron won with Wade and Bosch.
Yeah.
People would say, look, LeBron also, it wasn't just because he had Wade and Bosch. It's because, you know, he had nothing, and he won with trash, but they didn't win, so people are going to say he won because of Wade.
I mean,
you got to think how many times LeBron's been to the finals in his career.
Yeah, I mean,
listen. He's been to the finals so many times, and he hasn't made it. People only, like...
This was the sixth. His sixth finals.
People only compare LeBron to the finals he's won with the Heat. They don't care that he went with the Cavaliers coming in.
How many times has he been? It's six, right?
I think
he's
just once with the Cavs.
Six. Yeah, he's
once with the Cavs. This was the second time with the Cavs, and then he had four with the Heat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like with his first stint with the Cavs.
He's 2-4.
Yeah.
He had
the Cavs, and then once. Four with the Heat, yeah. And then one. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's. I think it's really all ignorance with all the Jordan versus LeBron. I mean, they're both great players. I don't see why.
And I wasn't really rooting against the Warriors or for the Cavs. I kind of wanted to see LeBron win just so people could. Just so people wouldn't bring up the whole Miami Heat, like, oh, he won because he
all
went
this
to the Heat.
All this summer, it's going to be all
gonna
about
be
that. Because yeah.
he only won because he was with the Heat. Yeah, I wanted to see him win with nothing. I thought that would have been amazing.
They'll get it this year if no one gets hurt.
I mean, anybody who appreciates basketball will tell you that he's a great player, regardless. So.
Right, but I think...
Regardless if they have respect for him or not.
Well, we obviously know he's the best player in the game right now. You don't need to argue that. I don't know why you would, but... The next step from there is the greatest of all time, and I don't think he's better than Jordan.
It's such a
He's got put together a more successful run than Jordan.
It's such an invalid argument though. Because
yeah, but
you're
the
talking
thing
about
is,
different.
I would
here.
Like I want that to be a valid
like,
argument.
People,
I want to have fun with this argument. I want there to be an argument. Right now, I don't think there's an argument. I think Jordan is the better player of all time.
Well,
but
the book's still being written on LeBron, though, so I mean, it's kind of...
I want there to be an argument because it's fun.
By the time his career is done, there will be an argument, believe me. But, I mean, do people forget about, like, Oscar Robertson and everything?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, people do.
No,
like, exactly.
Say,
everybody
like,
forgets
forget
about Oscar
about
Robertson.
Nobody talks about Will Chamberlain because it was such a different era. Like, it's not a big deal that he had 100 points, 55 rebounds, and he's 26 for 28 from the line.
Think
like,
of it this way. Think of it this way.
He's 7 foot tall, and he's the tallest guy in the entire NBA, and everybody
yeah.
he's playing is, like,
yep.
an average size human.
Now, think about it this way. If someone like Oscar Robertson or, you know, if they played in Jordan's era, when Jordan played, he was really... That was at the peak of the NBA's popularity. The NBA was never more popular at that point.
There's a lot of good teams.
That's when SportsCenter started coming around, and then, like, you know, the loop of highlights started to come around. Everybody saw highlights 24/7. Jordan was the best at that time, so everybody saw him. So, I mean, think about it this way. If him and LeBron kind of switched places, then I think people would be looking at LeBron like they do Jordan, and Jordan like they do LeBron in a way.
Yeah, but how many times has Jordan lost in the finals?
He hasn't lost any.
That also helps.
Yeah, that definitely helps him, yeah. But at the same time, again, that's... Like, look, if I won 8 finals and I lost 2, I'll take the 8 rings over 6 rings any day.
Well, I think it's loyalty with a lot of people. Like, they don't like how
that,
LeBron's
that's another
bouncing
thing. Yeah,
around.
Exactly.
And Jordan stayed with the Bulls.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. People like loyalty.
So do you think LeBron will end up winning more rings than Jordan?
Did
you
I?
Mean he can get
do
like,
I think?
Yeah, you think he can get 5 more?
No, I don't
know about that. I mean, I think he could get something close to Jordan, maybe even tie him. I think at best, with LeBron, you never know because he's really is a great player. But I think his best bet is maybe tying Jordan or at least coming close to him in NBA championships. And... In my opinion, right there, that would make a really good argument for LeBron against Jordan, too. They're two very different players, too. Because Jordan was really more of a true shooting guard, where LeBron's kind of like a different... He can play anything.
Yeah, he's like a small forward that plays point.
You can play anything.
Yeah, LeBron can really do anything, which is crazy. So I think it really is... I don't know. I just want there to be an
it's
argument.
Hard to compare,
this is fun
it's
argument.
Hard to compare like different positions as well, like...
In
like
different
Jordan,
areas, too.
Jordan played a lot of shooting guard, and that was, you know, like we said, in the different
yeah,
era.
I mean, look, Jordan wouldn't have covered Tony Parker in the finals like LeBron did 2 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
No.
But I think Jordan also played with...
That's what
I don't know
he
if I want to say...
Like the best.
I don't know if I want to say better competition.
That's why I agree with
I kind of do want to say better competition. I mean, the people he had to play against back then were...
I think it was just more physical.
This year, everybody knew the Cavaliers were going to the finals this year. It was not a question. At the beginning of the year, everybody said there's not enough competition in the East.
Well, that's what everybody
said. Well, that's, everybody likes to do that.
Yeah,
like,
they kind of did bad, though,
the thing
in the beginning.
I know. Everybody likes to do that. People do the same thing with every sport.
And plus,
you know, the Eagles Dream Team, Marlins, back in 2012 or whatever. People yeah. love to do that.
I mean,
when a big name moves and everyone goes nuts.
I mean, they did make it. They almost won.
Well, I mean, if you, honestly, if you look at it, no one in the East is going to be able to compete with that kind of team if they're not injured.
Next year? We'll see.
That's true.
We'll see.
I'm talking about this year. It was like clear cut for the Cavaliers to make it.
I don't know. I thought the Bulls had a good chance of going.
Okay, going into the series, I thought the Bulls had a
The thing like is, I thought Noah would extend on his success from last season, and he really didn't.
He didn't do much this season. Pau Gasol was the MVP of the Bulls this year.
It sucks that we don't really have Josh here to talk about the Bulls. Oh, we don't have Josh here to talk about Blackhawks. Because we need, we don't have him here to talk about the Blackhawks because we. That's another thing that happened while we were gone.
Exciting season coming for the Bears.
The Bears.
Cubs are doing a great season.
No. But we don't have him here to talk about the Blackhawks, which is another thing that happened while we were gone. It's that Stanley Cup Finals happened. Probably the most hockey I've watched in years was this whole playoffs, and even a few weeks before the playoffs. I mean, I watched hockey throughout the season, just not a lot. I never really do because hockey's not big here. Right.
It's not big anyway.
No, well, I mean, it's big in
Minnesota. Maybe Canada, but
it's big in Minnesota, where she's from. My girlfriend's in the
other. In the country in general, I'm saying it's not.
Right. I mean, well,
it's getting a lot more popular, in my opinion. Soccer, but
football.
I remember John, John was on the second episode of this podcast. I remember when he said he went to New York for his brother or someone in his family
wedding.
Wedding.
Yeah.
Remember him saying that.
Shout out to the
everybody talked about the Islanders.
Shout out to the Gonsalves. I think that's their names.
But I remember him saying everybody was talking about the Islanders, and that's all they would talk about, and all they would do is watch Islanders hockey.
Well, yeah, they were on the island.
Shout out to the O'Keefe
side. Yeah, but I mean, that's a place where hockey's popular. I mean,
I don't think. That's, again. Like,
and also, anywhere in the Midwest loves hockey more than they care about hockey more than basketball. I doubt anybody in the Midwest watched. I mean. I don't think, nobody in Chicago, Michigan, they didn't watch basketball. Well, obviously some people watched basketball, but the ratio from people that watched the Stanley Cup to the people that watched the NBA Finals was like way in the favor of Stanley Cup.
I'll say this.
A lot of people watched hockey.
Also, you know that there was this charity softball game sometime this month before. On the radio, it got better ratings than any Islander or Ranger game. I'm not kidding. It got better.
Wait, whose charity softball game was that?
It was
Joe Hayden's?
No, it was Boomer and Carton's.
Oh, I thought it was Joe Hayden's.
I know Joe Hayden had a huge one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember Joe Hayden's, but I'm sure his was big too.
I'm telling you, everyone in the Midwest is.
He had like Odell and Larry and all the big guys. Even people
Steven's prediction was wrong. The Lightning did beat the Rangers. All of Steven's predictions are wrong.
Yeah, except for the hold on.
Steven had a right one. Steven said that. I forget where it was. I was on Twitter or Facebook or something. I think it was Twitter.
But listen, okay.
And what? Steven said,
from the beginning of the playoffs, you did not go, the Chicago Blackhawks would beat the
Lightning. No,
I did not know one person wasn't a Lightning fan that said the Lightning were going to be in the Stanley Cup.
No, what I did say that the Lightning would choke. And?
They did not. They're not St. Louis Blues.
Oh, they were up 2-1. Come on, stop.
So were the Cavs.
They were up 2-1.
So were the Cavs.
No, they're up 2-1.
Yeah, but again, you're comparing two different. The Cavs, you could say they choked, but it's
that series. I'm pretty sure that series.
The last games they lost were in Chicago. It's not really choking.
Oh, it's choking. Believe me, you're up 2-1. You better pull out some games there, buddy.
Goalie's hurt.
Yeah. Also, the goalie had an injured dick.
Everybody.
Ben Bishop had an injured groin, and Tyler Johnson played with a broken wrist.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get my violin out.
They had to play through injuries. You don't look like you're playing a violin. You look like you're playing something else down there.
No, I was just scratching myself.
They had injuries, and the Lightning will be back in a few years. They're a team of the future.
They have one unrestricted free agent, which means they're going to be the same exact team next year.
All right. And
they
going back
and next year.
Jonathan Drouin's going to get more playing time.
Mark my word, they're going back next year.
A better Drouin.
I will say this about the Lightning. I do like their power play.
I saw a comment on something. He commented on one of your things. He was like, the Lightning's best matchup is the Ducks. They better watch out.
No, he said
their best chance of winning is against the Ducks. If they play the Blackhawks, they're screwed. And
he's like, well, that won't happen.
Watch their
cover
play. Yeah, I don't know what he's talking
and
about.
I was right.
Yeah, but that was after your 15th alteration of your brackets.
Steve
I mean, listen, everybody takes a hit, though. That's the thing. At the end of the day, I was right.
You have the Islanders going away.
I said, no matter what, this is not the same Lightning team as 04 when they beat the Flames. Was it the Flames?
Yes.
Yeah, Calgary. I always get them and the Red Wings mess up.
This is a younger team. It's a way younger team. This team's got a lot of
This was not the same team as the 04 team. And
what if I did that with football?
It doesn't matter if they make it to the Stanley Cup.
I remember when the Jets beat
they're
going
to lose.
Was it the Patriots? I get the Patriots and the Raiders mixed up. The logos are both people with faces. What if I did that for every sport?
No. That there's certain teams where
the Reds,
gets
the Reds,
the Reds and the
the Reds and the Red Sox. They both have red.
No, not them. What team that I used to get mixed up to?
You got a baseball team mixed up?
It was the Browns and another team I used to get
mixed up. Why did you get the Browns mixed up?
It would be like maybe Browns and Cincinnati or something, because they're kind of like similar in there.
Browns and Bengals.
At least. In my opinion. I don't know if it was the Bengals or if it was a different team. I used to get the Browns and some team mixed up.
Bengals?
It could have been them.
But,
all right, let's move on from hockey.
Steven, talk about whatever you want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
No one talked about Connor McDavid, the next Sidney Crosby.
Connor McDavid? I saw somewhere he was riding a fake bike.
He's the best prospect since.
Hey, shout out to Brendan Rodgers getting drafted. Hometown kid, Florida born.
Why do the Edmonton Oilers get every first number one overall pick?
Because they're not good.
but it's a lottery draft.
I know. They're still in the lottery, though. Second and third highest chances.
They didn't get
the
number
one. It's all rigged, Aaron.
It's all rigged. Same with basketball. Yeah, basketball's rigged.
They're not going to give it to Arizona. Arizona's probably going to move. You all right, Steven?
Yeah.
Kristaps is going to move up and his draft stock's going up.
Who?
Kristaps Porzingis or whatever. The foreign dude in the NBA draft.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah, his draft stock. He might be going number two or
Papa,
three.
Papa
I thought he was going five.
Papa Luby, what?
I don't know about two.
They said two or three. That's what they think.
I heard five, but.
No, he's moving up. Five is the Magic.
Yeah, he
met with the Magic, didn't work out for him.
He thinks he's going first in the NBA draft.
Everybody says Carl. Everybody says Cat.
I'd say Okafor.
Okafor would be going
second.
Two or three.
He's
one or two.
Yeah, it has to be one or two. Yeah.
It's between
Cat and Okafor.
Yeah.
Magic will be getting Willie Cauley-Stein.
Nah, they won't pick him that
high.
They won't pick him. I think it'd be a good pick, but I don't think they'd pick him too high.
Kaminsky will go before Cauley-Stein.
Oh, God, I hope. That'd be such a bad idea.
Oh, no,
I don't think Kaminsky's.
The Magic aren't getting him, but he's going to go before Cauley-Stein.
I mean, maybe he will, but I'm saying I wouldn't agree.
He won the Naismith Award or whatever.
Who cares?
He's going to go higher.
Tim Tebow won the Heisman.
Yeah, he got drafted in the first round.
He wasn't supposed to. The Jags were going to get him in the third. They were planning on getting Tim Tebow in the third round.
Tebow time. Hey, he brought his team to the playoffs. He got him out of the first round.
Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that Tim Tebow commercial where he's like, they said I couldn't get drafted in the first round, and I did. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's just because
you're Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I mean, who was it that wanted him? When the Broncos organization really pulled for him?
McDaniels.
Yeah. Daniels.
And then when he moved to New England, he wanted him back in New England. He didn't do too bad in Denver. I really think he put...
Kirby, we got a question for you.
Any Jaguar fan would be happy with
Kirby,
that run.
How many people in the Midwest watched the NBA Finals?
How many people...
Give me a percent. Give me a percent.
I'm appeal from Minnesota.
Give me a percent of
around the Great
Minnesotans.
Lakes.
No,
around the Great Lakes. How many people watched the NBA Finals?
Give me a percent of Minnesotans that watched.
I've never even been to the Midwest, so I don't know anything about
that. No, not the Midwest. The Midwest, that's not just a different region. Around the Great the states around the Great Lakes. Michigan, Minnesota,
The Midwest, sir.
No. Aaron, listen.
Hold on.
Where's Minnesota?
Heart of the Midwest.
Okay.
In Iowa.
And you've never been to the Midwest?
No.
I was going to say.
You little liar. All right, tell everyone what's the percent of people that watch?
The NBA Finals, probably a lot. A lot of people in my high school did. But basketball during the season, nobody really cares about.
Do you think
much.
More people watch the Stanley Cup Finals than the NBA Finals?
It's probably about the same.
You think it's about the same?
Mm-hmm.
I would love for you to look that up right now.
You want me to look it up?
How many people watched the NHL playoffs when Minnesota was still in it?
Yeah, Steven's like, there's no area where...
No, I said the country in general.
No, you said an area. Popular. You said an area.
When?
Rewind. I'll rewind the podcast.
Well, yeah, but then I corrected myself and I said, well, nah, just the country. Because there are certain places.
I believe Stephen did that because every time I try to catch him on a podcast and I re-listen to it, I'm like, Stephen did say that. Like, he'll correct himself, but I won't hear him correct himself.
No, you can go back, and then I said, well, not certain countries, just the country in general. People don't care about hockey. That's it. I mean, you can, like Canada, they care about hockey probably more so than anything, I would think.
It's the North in general.
Not the Northeast.
I think it's just because you, I think it's just because you live down here. If you live like...
Yeah, that's
if you
true.
Lived on the border of America and Canada, you'd probably be like a lot more hockey centralized.
That's true. Yeah,
I think they care about it a lot down there.
Define like you mean just like the northern states that border Canada, like all. Yeah,
on top
I agree
of
that.
Yeah. Like right on the edge, as hockey, like, that's, well, being in Florida, you play like football and baseball.
Depending on like what certain state it was, because football is really big in some states up there.
Texas. So. Or no, I'm Texas. Saying here, Texas, Florida, California.
I was
going to
say, you got your states
like big football.
Yeah.
So those are the big football states in America.
No, you know what big football states are? Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Oklahoma.
Yes. Anywhere where there's
what's the biggest?
College.
Florida's biggest.
Arkansas. Yeah, I agree. I think football.
Florida's definitely the biggest. If you look at blockbuster recruits,
yeah,
first round draft picks,
Florida.
There's more
like, it's
Florida,
players. Texas, and California. All the best players come from those three states.
I saw this book. It was like about the 50 states and about like
50 states of gray.
Specific things like about each state,
like their college teams. Are their kids coming out of high school going to college?
No, like. Just a little trivia, like people famous, what the state is famous for. And I always remember the one for Arkansas. It was like, if it had a state religion, it was college football because that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm saying is like the recruits, like coming out of high school,
yes.
Is like Florida, Texas, California. Maybe
yes.
They go come from Florida and commit to Arkansas and they go play football for
that's
the Razorbacks.
True. That's true.
Florida's like most popular sport is also college football.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the biggest. That's the biggest sport in Florida.
College football?
Yes.
What about Miami? The Dolphins.
No,
that's the team in Florida.
It's definitely college.
That's the team in Florida.
The Dolphins.
The state of Florida
is Florida.
Definitely the biggest in college.
Not
sports.
The Miami Heat.
Oh, come on.
Miami's always been a Dolphin town.
Florida Gators are the team in Florida.
There's a lot of Hurricane. when it comes
the Hurricanes
like,
are there too.
Like
yeah.
Just the other day.
Oh my God!
Yesterday,
the Seminoles, like the past 2 years, it's all everybody cared
yesterday,
about.
Yesterday
was the College World Series quarterfinals between Florida and Miami, and everybody in Miami was a Hurricane fan. Like they don't talk about the Hurricanes until something good is happening.
Yeah, that's what happens with everybody, though. You kind of come to accept it.
But no one really cares about college baseball anymore.
Oh God, no!
All right, so now we're gonna move into. We're going to move into our Major League Baseball talk.
Baseball.
All right, Steven, what do you have to say about Major League Baseball? What was your favorite thing that happened in the past week in baseball? What do you mean you don't know?
I mean...
Evan, what did you like about baseball?
Well, I'll say this. I think Pineda did... Oh, potato.
Michael Potato.
Mikey
Dude,
P.
You know Michael Potato is... Using that illegal substance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's injecting himself.
With
he just got
with
scratch
butter.
On his neck. Get off his back.
he almost pitched a no-hitter yesterday, so I guess I was excited about that.
But
when
was
what's his name pitch the no-hitter?
Steph Curry?
Is. No.
Riley Curry.
The Giants pitcher.
Riley Curry.
That was like a week ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was against the Mets. And that guy is incredible. He has the coolest fastballs I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
He has his four seam fastball
Whoa,
has this move
at least 98.
His four seam fastball has this movement to it. He doesn't pitch. He's not a fast pitcher. I forget his name. What's his name? Hold on. I feel so bad right
it's
now.
It starts with an ST, I think.
It's listen, Michael's. Son,
listen, the no hitter kind of is losing significance.
Oh, it's Chris Heston.
Opinion.
Heston.
I never heard of him except for the
no
hitter.
No, I want to show you a video. He has like his that whole game. His curveball was on point. His fastball has this movement to it that
he
just looks...
He would have had a perfect game if he didn't hit three batters. That's all.
All right.
You don't really see the...
This is a video of his
only
fastball.
Only hit by pitches.
Two-seamer. Right? Oh, wait.
Just the movement on it. It, like, he paints the
yeah,
corner perfectly.
It looks like...
That was a 90... That hit 91. This is his two-seamer. Might also be the same pitch.
No, Bartolo Colon is like the nicest. I don't know about now, but
that,
he was pitching
for
the Yankees. He had the nicest two-seamer.
Bartolo Colon. Yeah. Swings and misses, hits his own helmet.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then, let me see if I can get a picture, if I can find even a video of this curveball. Michael Payne slider, Casper fastball, Chris Heston curveball. That thing is just beautiful.
Dude, Dylan Betances' curveball. Curveball or slider? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
All of his pitches are great. I think he'll be good in maybe next year or a few years. Yeah. He's a guy I'll target in fantasy next year, maybe.
Yeah, but as I was saying, I think the no-hitter has kind of lost a little significance. Would you guys agree?
I care a lot less about it than I first did.
Than a perfect game, yeah.
I think a perfect game would really... People would freak out if a perfect game happened.
When yeah, a no-hitter is like you can pitch a terrible
game.
When
was the last perfect game? Was it Matt Cain in the...
Was that perfect?
I mean, Felix had one against the Rays.
Felix, I really don't even remember the last one.
Felix had one against the Rays.
I remember Felix got one.
Was it? I thought it was Kane's in the postseason.
Kane in the postseason.
The
only two people who had one were Larson and Holiday.
Most recent game pitched in Major League Baseball, most recent perfect game, excuse me, was Felix Hernandez against the Rays in 2012.
Yeah, there we go.
# Tampa Bay.
So, yeah. I don't know, I guess, but I feel like, to me, and what it sounds like with you guys, is that perfect games and no-hitters are starting to blend together.
No, not in my opinion.
I don't know, it's just...
Perfect games are a lot
perfect
like...
games are...
All right, who would you like to see to pitch?
Way different.
Who do you want to see pitch a perfect game?
I'd like to see every single pitcher...
Like see Chris Archer pitch
I'd like to see
game.
Every single pitcher on the Yankee staff pitch a perfect game consecutively. On consecutive days. Even take Andrew Miller off the DL for a little bit and just let him throw. All nine innings, perfect game right there.
I'd like to see Chris Archer pitch a perfect game.
Chris Archer could. He's a very dominant pitcher. You could see that.
He's got a really long career to come.
Who do you think's going to start, him or Sonny Gray in the All-Star game?
It'll be one of the two.
Definitely.
Chris Archer's slider is the greatest pitch in baseball right now.
That's debatable.
He has such a long career ahead of him, too.
That's debatable.
He's in, what, a seven-year contract?
There's a lot of people with nasty pitches out there.
I remember when the Rays signed Chris Archer to that deal.
And he pinch ran for like a year.
And Coach Rowe told me that the Rays, it was a stupid move by the Rays. And now look who's laughing. Me and Chris Archer. We're both laughing.
Haha, Coach Rowe.
And Coach Rowe.
And Matt Joyce.
What if Coach Rowe listens to this?
He'll put like a dart at Matt, like a Matt Joyce poster.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Paul Goldschmidt, Paulie G, he's really...
Paul Goldschmidt?
He's getting it in.
He's going to be one of the best...
players of all time.
He's going to be... Not best players of all time. Kind of like how this year... And like for the past few years, like the number one sought after players in fantasy baseball were Miguel Cabrera and Mike Trout. That's the one A, one B, like those guys. I think soon Paul Goldschmidt's gonna end up being one of those guys. And Bryce Harper. It's gonna be Paul Goldschmidt and Bryce Harper in your fantasy.
If Goldschmidt stays off the injuries, then yes.
I think I saw an article in CBS Sports about that.
This year.
I think I just totally ripped that.
People went after Stanton really early this year.
But I think I'd rather have Goldschmidt and Harper than Stanton in fantasy.
Yo,
people thought Stanton was going to be like a beast.
Betances made Stanton look like nothing last night. My God.
Yeah, but do you see Stanton's like 480-foot home run?
Oh, Stanton's crazy.
Is Betances closing now?
At the moment, yes. Until Miller time gets
back. About Joey Gallo.
That's the thing is, I don't want...
Joey G.
He's on my team.
471.
I like Betances better.
Then Andrew? Yeah. I think they're both really good. It's kind of like...
What do you think the Rangers are going to do with Adrian Beltre? Now they have Joey Gallo.
They're going to keep him at third, and they're going to make Joey Gallo play left field.
But eventually, what are they going to do? That's what they're going to do? That's their plan?
I guess short term.
Short term, yeah.
Yeah, Beltre's going to leave.
Eventually.
They could sell him high, too.
I don't know how he's still doing good. He's not very young.
Yeah, they could trade him. They have a lot to do. They can do with them.
Yep.
But for short term, they're gonna make. Realistically, they'll send Gallo down to the minors. But what I want to happen is...
Yeah, that's stupid, though.
But what I want to happen is I want Gallo to play left field. And they're even playing him at left field now. They put him in for a few games.
They need to keep playing him so he can expand his potential.
Right. And he... How many home runs does he have so far?
He's got to have at least 5, I think.
I think around that. I'm not sure, though.
Hey, do you guys think he's related to Crazy Joey Gallo?
Who's Crazy Joey Gallo?
The mobster? Like... Type in Joe Gallo on Google. It's not going to come up with the baseball player. Really? He's going to have to fight his whole career to beat him out on Google search. Really.
Joe Gallo is also known as Crazy Joe and Joe the Blonde.
See?
Also, click here for the MLB player, Joey
Gallo. Joey Gallo on Mafia Wiki.
Hey, that's Steven's website.
He's from Vegas, so... I doubt he's related.
You should have heard Steven fanboying last time we played GTA when John Gotti was on there.
That wasn't last night.
No, it wasn't last night, but it was the last time we played.
Yeah, I was like, are you really John Gotti?
Yeah, like, you must be the real John Gotti. Hey, John Gotti.
Right. He's a like, nice guy. Come on, John Gotti. Yeah. We should play with him again.
So now...
Nobody knows him.
So now we're going to
move
from...
We got to get on this week, by the way.
All right, definitely. We're going to move away from baseball. We're going to move... I think I'm going to... This is where we're going to add to our... podcast.
Hold on, the Cubs are going to choke. Everybody remember that.
No, we're still recording. It's just we're going to have a new segment I like to call Luxury Box Movie Talk.
In a world where laughter was king.
So, Steven, the Jurassic World broke some crazy records this weekend. Evan, did you see Jurassic World?
Did, in fact, see it.
How many times did you see it?
Seen it. About 4 times now.
Are you serious? It just came out. Like,
yeah, it's been out for less than a week.
How many times have you legally seen it?
Once.
Okay, that's better. That's better. I was going to say.
He saw it in the movie theater one time. And
good. You only need to see it once.
I mean, Evan saw it legally 4
I've seen
times.
It on a laptop?
No, I've no. Seen you've it. Seen it in the movie theater all 4 times.
Yeah, I have. In fact.
All right, scale it.
On 1 to 10?
No, 1 to 5. Yeah,
1 to 10.
I'm gonna go on the Rotten Tomatoes scale. I'm gonna give it like, a 72%.
All right.
Because
yeah.
my big problem with it.
Give me your own. What's your big problem with it?
My problem is the damn subplots. Like, no one cares about the bitch ass kids.
Don't. All right.
They're so annoying.
All right.
Kid cries every time they show him on camera. The little kid with the poofy hair starts crying about something. Is divorced or the. Dang hybrid T-Rex chasing him or something. He's always got to be crying. And then I don't get the kids. Like, what is with the kids? No one cares about them. Like, the whole movie, they talk about the kids. Like, what? Like, what is with the kids? We care about Bryce Dallas Howard. And then we care about Chris Pratt. We care about the Raptors. We care about the huge dinosaurs killing everybody. And we care about the guy wearing the Jurassic Park shirt with all the little dinosaurs on his desk.
Yeah, isn't that the guy? I think that's the guy from New Girl.
Yeah,
he was in Let's Be Cops.
So that's all we care about. We don't care about the kids. I don't care about what's the other subplot or the subplot.
Have
like,
you seen Jurassic?
Yeah, I saw it.
Scale it.
This is not going to sound great, but for somebody who doesn't remember watching the first 3 movies, I watched the first one. Too young to remember it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going with a fresh mind right here. You know, I give it an 8. People don't like it because the people that don't like it, they don't like it because it's not a Jurassic Park movie, or it's not a good Jurassic Park movie. They think it's a good action movie,
mm-hmm.
and it's very reminiscent. Like their problems are the same problems people have with Transformers and the movie Avatar. Is that it's like. Supposed to be visually stunning, but people are like, you know, we've seen these visuals before because this is the 4th Jurassic Park movie.
Well, I don't think people still were amazed with it. Like, a lot of people, like, the average moviegoer loved that movie.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The moviegoer who doesn't go in there and the average moviegoer about it, they came out like, that movie's awesome.
The average moviegoer, they like that movie.
That's what they're shooting for. That's what Spielberg's shooting for.
What's the other subplot?
Spielberg didn't direct that, did he?
The biggest problem.
He directed that?
Yeah, he directed all of them.
The biggest problem I have with this movie is that fat guy trying to get the Raptors to be the military. Like, what? Like, how come in every single movie a guy's got to come in and want to do something with the military. This guy comes in and is like, hey, let me use your dinosaurs in the military. Like, are you stupid? That all makes right, no
we
sense.
Should all, we should also we should also put and then in the this end, is also like, spoiler alert. Like, spoiler alert.
They're like, bring out the dinosaurs.
They're like, put the cameras on him. Give him the little send that Chunky still have. It's like, send him after the dinosaur. He's bigger than a T-Rex. It'll be fine. God. Like, yeah, great idea.
Steven still hasn't seen it.
Yeah, everybody's making a big deal about Chris Pratt, though, saying he's going to be, like, this is going to make him, like, into a movie star.
Yeah, I'll start with Moneyball, boys. I'll start with Hackenberg.
Yeah, it did. It did.
It's the man.
Christian Hackenberg.
Hackenberg. Hackenberg. It was
Scott
Hatterberg.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think he's going to be...
I know him as Chris Pratt.
Didn't start with that. Actually started with Parks and Rec.
I don't think he's I don't think he's going to be commanding, like, DiCaprio or The Rock money, but he's still going to be getting a lot of money.
No, he could, because they want him to be the next Indiana Jones.
R.I.P.
PSH. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think
like you can look it up, but I think DiCaprio gets like 20, 30 million a movie, and then
Steven's fangirl,
The
movie.
Rock,
Steven loves DiCaprio.
DiCaprio's great. Yeah,
is he winning an Oscar this year?
Who is he winning one?
No,
I think Johnny Depp's gonna steal it from him. To be honest with
from
you,
from what?
Using the Black Mass movie. I think everybody's saying what that guy.
It'll end up being a movie that we don't know. That we don't.
Eddie Redmayne.
I think right now these are all Oscar bait movies. Because it's what
happens. Well,
you see
every year. In November it'll release.
Dude, Eddie Redmayne's playing a girl. Definitely nominated.
I think Samuel Jackson did come out nowhere and snag it. He's gonna make some random movie like another.
Like
one.
Every he's in every single movie.
Yeah. Well, he's gonna be in the Hateful
there's
Eight.
There's gonna be a new black guy. Yeah, there's gonna be a new black guy movie.
He could be nominated.
There's gonna
be
a new black guy movie.
But I don't think
he's swoop.
I don't think he's gonna be the actor for that movie. Do you think he will? Is he the main actor in that movie? I don't even know.
Is he gonna be the new Star Wars? You think?
Like,
no.
Kurt Russell maybe for supporting. I know that.
Kurt Russell, yeah. Bruce Dern's in it too, I think.
But I'm not gonna say who I think is gonna win, but I'm gonna say who probably. After I see, I don't know. I'm basing this off nothing, but who should probably win after I see them? These are just predictions. I would say Depp and then DiCaprio, just from, because I haven't seen a second of The Revenant, but I have faith that he's gonna do really good. And I saw the two trailers for Black Mass, and he's unrecognizable. Johnny Depp, not just in
his, Paul Walker's gonna win it.
Yeah, and not just in like his makeup or anything, but just his voice and everything.
All right, now Steven, what was the best movie you watched in the past week?
Out of a new movie?
No, it could be any movie. Best movie you watched in the past week?
Primal Fear.
Steven watched Primal Fear. Edward Norton. Just kidding. Primal Fear is Primal Fear the? I'm thinking Primal Instinct. What's Primal Fear?
I really don't want to give up any spoilers.
That's not the Edward Norton one, is it?
The what?
We already spoiled
that's
like
Edward
all
Norton.
Jurassic
okay, no,
World's
never mind.
Okay.
Primal Fear is the Edward Norton one.
We already spoiled all Jurassic World.
We didn't spoil
Steven,
all
okay.
of it. Evan, what's the best movie you watched in the past week?
Jurassic World.
It's the only movie he's watched in the past week.
I mean, I saw Tomorrowland on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, while we're on like movies and shows and whatnot, everybody catch True Detective on Sunday. And there's also a new show called Ballers. I don't know if you guys are aware of
I'm
that.
I'm going to watch
Rock.
The hell out of Ballers.
Yeah, I want to see it. I want to at least give it a chance, yeah. And then,
I'm going to watch so much Ballers. Yeah. When does that come on?
Right after True Detective on
sweet.
Sunday.
That's like what they did with,
Because they're trying to, like, give it a good spot.
That's what they did with Silicon Valley. They put it right after Game of Thrones, like, two seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still need to catch up on that. That's a funny show.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got
Ballers.
This year, you got
though.
The Revenant coming out. You got Black Mass. You got Hateful Eight. What else do you have?
Minions. Inside Out.
Now, might see Clint Dempsey. You know Clint Dempsey?
Soccer player?
He went up to the referee after he got a yellow card and, like, ripped up his notebook that he keeps all the stuff down in and, like, threw it on the floor, and he got a red card and thrown off.
Did you see that one guy who punched the referee right in the face? I think it was Argentina. I swear to God, he punched him right in the face in Argentina.
And yeah, they got the Copa
there
America
was a Venezuelan guy. He was being interviewed by the soccer player was being interviewed by some girl, and then some random fan comes up and drop kicks. Like,
well, about the guy all the like, what was it, like 7 or 8 years ago? The guy came in the middle of the golf like open or whatever, one of the opens, and he
US
was like,
open?
Yeah,
oh,
he was
like,
I didn't see that. Maybe I did. I don't know.
That guy, yeah. I think Bob Costas was on TV then.
Yeah, he's like, okay.
Yeah, some pigeon man or something. You remember the episode of Hey Arnold with the pigeon man?
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, I sent mom like the Shelton Benjamin emoji. She's like, how did you make that?
she saw it. I was with her yesterday, and she's like, what does this mean? Because she didn't have her phone updated. And it was
like an emoji thing
next to the alien. She's like, what does this mean? I see this all the time with a little skeleton guy. And I was like, to update your phone. She's like, I don't know.
Thing that I hate is when someone will post something funny, and then they'll comment and just put the skull.
Like they're dead.
I hate because it just seems so stupid.
Yeah,
all right, we're gonna move on. All
right, Evan, name your top 5 actors right now.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm not talking all time, just right now from what they've done recently. Top 5
movies I've seen so far in 2015.
It doesn't necessarily have to be okay, just 2015.
So right now, I'm saying Tom Hanks because that's my all time favorite actor, and I don't care. You said no all time. I'm putting Tom Hanks down there.
Did you see his new trailer?
Good for the Spies. Yeah.
Spielberg. It looks like it could be kind of boring, but I gotta give it a chance because Spielberg's.
I like Pratt. I was excited when he was in Jurassic World.
They're watching the video of the bird guy. Turn it off. We're recording a podcast.
All right. So, anyways, I love Tom Hanks. He's been my favorite for a while. I watched Captain Phillips like 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Pratt. Whenever I saw he was in Jurassic World, I was kind of excited because he's up and coming. I kind of like Matt Damon. I kind of wanted to go see The Martian. I just like Matt Damon for some reason now.
Have you seen The Departed?
Have I seen what?
The Departed.
The Departed?
Movie? Yeah, The Departed.
How recent is that?
2007, maybe.
I don't think I've
seen
that.
You're not a Matt Damon fan until you see that movie.
Yeah, I'm not really a Matt Damon fan. I kind of want to see The Martian for some reason. But,
Two more actors. Like, let's go. Two more actors. So we're going to close it out.
I like Robert Downey Jr. because he looks like dad.
A little bit,
and he's
yeah.
my favorite Avenger. And then I'd probably have to say, I mean, I don't know. I don't have really, I don't really focus on actors. I mean,
yeah,
do, but I'm more like movies. Like,
yeah, one more.
Just movies
yeah,
in general.
Come on,
one
more
actor you got
in. Brad Pitt.
Oh, God.
Moneyball.
God, okay, yeah. Your turn.
No, we're not doing 5.
Come on,
no,
your brother did 5. You gotta do.
No, Aaron, you can do 5 about 6 times 5. Faster than I can.
What?
You could do 5 like 7 times faster than I can.
Come on, 5. It doesn't have to be in any order or anything.
All right, John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, Ving Rhames, and Bruce Willis.
I knew Bruce Willis was gonna be the last one.
Ooh. Are you gonna see the movie? All
right.
That was just the cast of Pulp Fiction.
You see the movie with him and Bill Murray.
His Rock movie, Bill Murray?
Yeah, I saw
the
trailer.
Wait, Bruce Willis in that?
Yeah.
I saw the trailer for that,
yeah.
All right, so who's your top 5?
Steven, name your top 5.
My top 5?
Yeah.
All right, no order, by the way, because I don't want to disrespect anybody, because I know some of these people who I'm about to name.
We're going to close this out soon. This is going to be it, because I have to go to work soon. So.
All right, so here we go. No order.
Gino.
I'd put... No, this is right now. No, you got Joaquin Phoenix. You got Christian Bale. DiCaprio.
Gareth Bale.
Channing Tatum.
Nah, who's my next one?
Morgan Freeman.
That's what I love about high school girls.
Oh, McConaughey, yeah, he's got to be up there. And then maybe 5's kind of hard.
Kevin Hart.
Morgan Freeman.
I was thinking
Will Ferrell.
I was thinking maybe Gyllenhaal.
Will Smith.
Who?
Gyllenhaal, maybe.
Jonah Smith. Hill?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jaden Smith, Karate Kid remake.
Jake Gyllenhaal is like a toss-up.
Yeah, I think Evan's right. Jaden Smith is definitely my top 5. I think I have to go...
I liked him in Karate Kid.
I think I have to go Kevin Hart, Jaden Smith.
Jackie Chan.
Yes, Jackie Chan.
Of course, Jaden Smith.
Adam Sandler and Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Don't forget Will Smith.
Do you see the Jimmy Kimmel thing where they went around interviewing the Cleveland Cavaliers people? Just like the fans? And they were like, so what do you think of LeBron James' cousin Kevin James playing? And they're like, oh, well, you know, I thought it was great that they signed him and everything, and hopefully they can, like, develop him so he's at least equal to his cousin LeBron.
Have no idea.
Yeah, they, like, said it as if it was, like, so matter of fact.
I saw the Heat. Yeah, they do the Heat. They're like, what do you think about Stephen Nutterbutter? And they're like, oh, yeah, he's great. Like, they'll do that.
They did this one where they did the Golden State fans, too, and they were like, so what do you think of the coach Long Wang? And you said, "Oh, I think he's gonna sign." And then they're like, "Do you think that he has a room to grow?"
Yeah, they said that with the Heat. They're like, "What do you think about the Big Three's trapezoid defense against the Spurs' rhombus offense?" And they're just like, "Oh yeah, I think LeBron James." They're just like that. Okay,
they're
LeBron
like the kid
James.
In the pine.
LeBron James.
They're like the Asian lady. She's like,
Bon yeah. The last one that they did with Cleveland, they were like, they asked this woman, like, they said, "The results for Game 6 have already been leaked online. Do you think you're going to go and look at them, or do you think you just want to keep everything spoiler-free?" And the lady was like, "Oh, I think I'm just going to keep everything spoiler-free, and I think I really just want to watch it and be surprised."
That's so funny. All right, we're going to go into closing thoughts right here. All right. Thank you, Evan, for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you. I hope to join you guys again.
Definitely.
Thank you, Steven, for coming back from your important business trips to Italy and New York.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, follow us on Twitter. At luxury.
At EG2Raw, T-O-O.
No,
I'm
at luxury,
with the grammar.
Luxury Box Sports. And then on Podomatic.com, you can find us there, too. iTunes, you can leave us comments, rate, subscribe us. That's how... That's how people can find us is if we
at
get more
gentry.
Comments.
Gentry.evan on Instagram.
All right. Yep. Do that too.
Check out my SoundCloud. It's Steven Guwop.
Steven.
'Keep my mixtape coming
Steven
out.
Steven Guwop and Aaron Duwop.
2026. I'll give you a little preview right here. Ready? Someone give me a beat real quick. Yeah. Okay. I knew a bitch named Lisa. She liked to eat pizza. You know my ass cheap. I took it to Little Caesars. I ain't had no cash, so I put it on my Visa. Yeah.
Bring it back.